Jesus is the Lord, the Savior sent by God to redeem the world, the Son of God made man. That's what St. Peter asserts in today's gospel when he says, "You are the Christ." Yet many people do not consider him to be so. Some say he was a great philosopher or a good teacher or even a misguided lunatic. This question of our Lord's true identity is one that people have argued about nonstop for the last 20 centuries. And even those of us who claim to be committed Catholics, it is an important question. But the important thing about today's gospel passage is not only the fact that the question is raised, but how the question is presented. Jesus actually asks his disciples two questions. What do people say that I am? And who do you say that I am? It's not enough for us to discuss his identity in an abstract, academic way. Unlike some earthly politicians who may be satisfied with a superficial allegiance, as long as they get our vote, they will not invade our personal space. Christ's kingdom doesn't work that way. To be a Christian in name only, a nominal or cultural Catholic, as it is sometimes referred to, does not suffice. It's not enough to know what other people say about Jesus. We each need to encounter and respond to him personally. Who do you say that I am? We need to proclaim his lordship not only with our lips, but with our lives. We need to say that not only that Jesus is the Lord, but that he is our Lord. He is my Lord. And that we are willing to follow wherever he leads us. It is this personal relationship with Jesus Christ, this taking of responsibility for our faith, that opens the door to spiritual maturity and the wisdom, joy, and interior peace that spiritual maturity brings with it. So what do we mean when we say we need a personal relationship with Jesus? Father John Patuchik put it this way. Think about your prayer life. Some of us pray because it's a routine. It's Sunday, I have to go to church to fulfill my obligation. It's almost as if we're punching a spiritual time clock. Some pray out of fear. If I stop praying, God will punish me. Or if the priest or the deacon make a mistake during Mass, God will be angry. The Mass doesn't count. This is akin to being a slave to an angry, fickle God. Some of us pray and worship out of conviction. The word conviction comes from the same word that gives us convinced. Religious conviction is an internal state of assurance with regard to religious truth. The primary reason a convinced Christian prays and worships is because they sincerely believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, our Lord and Savior, Creator and Redeemer, and that Jesus deserves our praise and we need his grace. If our spiritual life flows from conviction, then our time of prayer is conscious. We pay attention to the meaning of the words. We search the scriptures for wisdom and guidance. We lift our hearts to God in thanksgiving and adoration, and we strive to conform how we live to what we discover in prayer, to what God wants for us. What is God's will for us? Our faith actually connects our mind and heart to God during our prayer. We are not just going through the motions, not just paying our dues. We are actually encountering the God who speaks to us, his beloved children, through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Praying and worshiping mainly out of conviction, as opposed to routine or fear, is what it means to have a personal relationship with Christ. We know that he knows us and is interested in us. Recall the words of the Gospel of John, "I no longer call you slaves, I've called you friends. It is not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go out and bear fruit." Or as St. Paul put it, "I live by faith in the Son of God who has loved me and give himself up for me." And we put forth our own effort to follow his example and teaching. as a way to stay close to Him. Accept the invitation to become a disciple and participate in His great project of building up the church for the glory of God. Christianity is about knowing, loving, and following a person, Jesus Christ. The essence of our religion is a personal relationship of faith, hope, and love. As Pope Benedict XVI said in his inaugural homily, the church must set out to lead the people out of the desert towards the place of life, towards friendship with the Son of God, towards the one who gives us life and life in abundance. There is nothing more beautiful than to be surprised by the gospel to the encounter with Christ. There is nothing more beautiful than to know Him and to speak to others of our friendship with Him. The Pope continues, if we let Christ into our lives, we lose nothing, absolutely nothing of what makes life free, beautiful, and great. Only in this friendship, he says, are the doors of life opened wide. Only in this friendship is the great potential of human existence truly revealed. Only in this friendship do we experience beauty and liberation. So as we continue this Mass, let us thank God for taking such a personal interest in each one of us. And let's promise to never again take for granted this most important relationship in our lives. Let us say with conviction, Jesus, You are my Lord. Jesus, You are my Savior.